let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys, as we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Well, talk about the time is now. What a perfect way to start today's show, because our guest is Dan Millman. And he's all about now and all about so many things, actually. And to say that this man has inspired millions is an understatement, because he has inspired millions in so many ways. And to say that he's been an inspiration to me is also an understatement. And interestingly enough, as I started my journey of this particular phase of my life many years ago, what some would call an awakening, some would call a spiritual journey, and some would just call my path, whatever, my mission, etc., I started to look for and find meaning or different meaning in some of the most interesting places and some of the most mundane, otherwise mundane things, one would say, quote unquote. And one of the things I did was I took the movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Back then, the old version or the original version that was on video cassette. And I watched it over and over and over and over again. And I would pause it and rewind it and then play it again and pause it and rewind it and play it again. And I wrote down almost every phrase that the character Willy Wonka said, because I started to find meaning in what Willy Wonka was saying, deeper than face value. And I hadn't thought about that in a while. I wrote all those down, and I used to quote them in emails and in cards I would write. And then years later, I met my version of Socrates, with Dorothy Donahue, our producer. And I'm referring to Socrates in the movie Peaceful Warrior by Dan Millman. And the first thing she did, if not the first thing, then it was the second thing, is that she told me to go out and buy a book. And the book was The Life You Were Born to Live, A Guide to Finding Your Life Purpose, Dan Millman. And she said, go and figure out your numbers and go read the section on you. And I did. And I thought, how does this man know so much about me? And so I then went and found the movie. I ran to my nearest video store and found the movie Way of the Peaceful Warrior, and or the movie Peaceful Warrior. The book is called Way of the Peaceful Warrior. And I watched the movie and then immediately started to stop and start the video and start writing down what Socrates in the movie was saying. Let me give you an idea. There is never nothing going on. I mean, that's all really I have to say, but I can't stop there. Socrates goes on to say, you can live a whole lifetime without ever being awake. Then he says, there's no higher purpose than service to others. Another one, you need to start asking better questions. Slow down, you might taste something. And here's one of my favorite. People are afraid of what's inside, and that's the only place they're ever going to find what they need. You know, this happens within the first 16 minutes of the movie. The movie's 2 hours long, and so I could go on and on and on. But instead of doing that, we have Dan Millman with us. So when we come back from the break, we're actually going to talk to the man who wrote these words. Mark, isn't this kind of fun?
Well, it's given everything that we've shared from Dan's book and books, which, I call the Bible for myself.
Yeah.
When you look at the challenges that it talks about in your path and you're willing to look at those, boy, so much of what he brought forward is spot on. And definitely that movie has had an impact on me and so many people around me. So exciting show.
Yeah. And actually, this quote is staring me in the face and I feel like I have to say it. Socrates says to Dan Millman in the film, a young Dan Millman, "That's the difference between you and I, Dan. You practice gymnastics. I practice everything." I'm looking forward to practicing with the actual Dan Millman right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWay's ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWay's ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. An ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWay's water systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWay's water systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
It is Filippo, and our guest today is Dan Millman, who is a former world champion athlete, a university coach, a martial arts instructor, and a college professor. After an intensive 20-year spiritual quest, Dan's teaching found its form as the Peaceful Warrior's Way, expressed fully in his books and lectures. His work continues to evolve over time to meet the needs of a changing world. Dan's 13 books include Way of the Peaceful Warrior, have inspired and informed millions of readers in 20 languages worldwide. The feature film Peaceful Warrior, starring Nick Nolte, was adapted from Dan's first book based upon incidences from his life. Much of Dan's time is devoted to writing and speaking. His keynotes, seminars, and workshops span the generations to influence men and women from all walks of life, including leaders in the field of health, psychology, education, business, politics, sports, entertainment, and the arts. We welcome Dan Millman to the show. Dan, thank you for being with us.
Hello, Filippo. Glad to be here with you here and now.
Here and now, indeed. And as I was reading those quotes, it just seemed to me like it would have been easier to look for or ask you for the script, because I could have highlighted the whole script with all the things that were profound in it.
Well, interesting you brought up lines from the film. It's become something of a cult film. It didn't really open big in all theaters. It didn't have a wide opening or a long one. In fact, as a work of cinema compared to Casablanca or Lawrence of Arabia or any great, big movies, I'd say it's maybe a C-plus work of cinema, but it has many A moments, as you've noted, and some really good lines, not all of which were written by me. There was a screenwriter. I did actually get a number of scenes and lines from the book and from recent past into the film literally a week before shooting started. So I did make a contribution, but many of the wonderful lines were the credit of the screenwriter and director who really brought the script up to shape. So I believe the film did capture some of the spirit and some of the elements from the book. So I appreciate you mentioning it.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you inspiring it, and I'm so glad it was made, and I'm glad to hear that it's picking up cult interest, and may it continue to grow, and hopefully also by way of the show. Did you happen to notice, I mean, changes in the people working on the film was one of the questions I had while watching it.
Well, I did talk to the producers. We're very close, which is unusual for an author of books to remain very close to the producers of the film. But we had a great time. By the way, you should know, that, and your listeners should know, I didn't make the movie. I didn't write the screenplay. I was a cheerleader. I let them do their thing. I was not in a controlling position in any way. They had the rights. They made the movie. But they did say it was hard to beat after making a movie like that. It sets the bar on a really rewarding, meaningful movie to make. So I think all involved really liked being part of the film. And also, it might be interesting to your listeners or you to know that I have no financial connection to the film whatsoever. It is not, again, my movie. It is based on, they bought the rights to the book and made the movie. So I have no personal interest, financial or otherwise, to push it. I think the movie is a really nice meal for consciousness in 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the book, as most books do, covers quite a bit more in terms of teachings. But I'm grateful that someone was willing to spend millions of dollars to translate, any author would be, my writings in the medium.
We'll talk about Meal for Consciousness, as Mark was saying earlier, The Life You Were Born to Live, A Guide to Finding Your Life Purpose, is not a meal, actually. That's like many meals. Certainly food for the hungry soul, I should say, in going with that analogy. You now have a new book, The Four Purposes of Life. Would this be like Bible number two?
I would say so, and it's small, whereas The Life You Were Born to Live is a reference book with all the different, 43 life paths possible at this point in time. The Four Purposes of Life, which is my most recent book, even though I wrote it late in my career, it's 30 years later and 16th book, it actually is an ideal book to be read by someone who's just discovered my work. Maybe they read Way of the Peaceful Warrior, saw the movie, because it provides a context for some of the key texts that I've written. It puts them in context. It puts all the pieces of the puzzle together, whereas The Life You Were Born to Live is one of those four purposes that I cover in The Four Purposes of Life. It's a small book, a quick read, accessible, but has a lot in it in terms of an understanding of not only the four purposes of our lives, but in terms of like daily life, in terms of the 12 courses we're all here to take in order to graduate, so to speak. So it covers the essentials of daily life, career and calling and so on, but up to some transcendental reminders about the present moment.
Wonderful. I can't wait to get it. I didn't know about it, and so I'm glad getting ready for this show, I came across it. I'm like, oh, I didn't know. How come I didn't know? And I'm glad I know now, and now you all know, and you all can go to peacefulwarrior.com or danmilman.com, and you can find out more about it. You can actually get the book there, as well as, is it in actual bookstores? Dan?
Oh, yeah, it's around. It's certainly online and in most bookstores. I might add, while we're on the subject of life purpose, that as a service to your listeners, anyone who does go to peacefulwarrior.com or Dan Millman, it goes to the same place. If they click, they'll see one of the features there is a life purpose, it says. And if they click on that life purpose link, they will go to a free life purpose calculator. And if they put in their date of birth, year, month, and day, they will immediately see their birth number, which won't mean too much at first to them, but they will see a paragraph, which is just a teaser, a taste of some key elements of their own particular life path, which is different from other people's, most other people's. So that's something any listener can do at any time just to get a little bit of a taste.
It sure is a little bit of a taste. As a matter of fact, I did it again this morning just to be reminded, and it then made me go to the book and say, okay, now exactly what more do I need to know before before I make today happen? And it begs the question. I should say our producer, Dorothy, I mentioned her earlier. She says, though she's a great spiritual awakener for a lot of people, she says that Dan Millman has made me smarter because when she asks people their dates, she's able to assess and help them right away from the very beginning. And people say, wow, are you psychic? How do you know all this? And I ask you the same question. How do you know all this about me?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, Filippo, I was exposed, you know, I never really had a personal interest too much in numerology, you know, using date of birth and someone's name to determine information. The books I glanced at seemed maybe, I was curious, and it seemed maybe 40% accurate in my experience. But I met an unusual mentor in the early 80s, and he, at an advanced training, me and a few other people, he did a series of lectures with the essentials of what I call the life purpose system. It's a different interpretation, a slightly different interpretation and way of working with the numbers. And I find it more accurate than some other systems. And I wrote, you know, I took great care in writing a pretty massive book that outlines the material, as you said, the life you were born to live. But the only, I did that 8 years after learning it. I worked with people, many people. I started doing audio tapes with a library of the different life paths. So I worked with this for 8 years before teaching two trainings for health professionals and helping professionals. And finally, I decided it was time to write the book. So it just happens to be an accurate interpretation. Now, I should add, there is no rational explanation for how adding up the numbers of your date of birth could possibly give valid, reliable, accurate information about some of the core issues of your life. I can only say, and as you know, and as about a million readers know, it is quite accurate. And it's one of those about the mystery and mechanics of the universe and how it works. So I can't give a scientific sounding explanation, but I just know it works. We don't know how aspirin works. You ask a doctor, they won't be able to tell you the exact mechanisms of how aspirin works. They just know it does. And the same thing is true of this system.
Well, if I may say so, I think this is better than aspirin. As a matter of fact, if you had a headache, read this because maybe you have a headache because you're not aligned with your life's purpose.
By the way, people can also now, it used to be the only place you could access this information with this kind of accuracy was getting The Life You Were Born to Live, the book. But people who have an Android phone or iPhone, there's a life purpose app they can look for, and it gives access to all the information, not only the life path of your own, but your children or parents or friends, loved ones. It gives us, as Dorothy pointed out, it gives a lot of compassion and insight into people's the mountain they're here to climb by their own path. So that's the main reason I wrote the book, for insight and compassion.
You know, and Dan, I'm glad you said that. We're going to go to a commercial real quick, but when we come back, so when I read my path in your book, I was stunned because it was so accurate and so aligned. And when I was sharing it with friends and I was reading with them their path and numbers, I was, again, stunned how accurate it was for them as well. And some of them were thinking, wow, this has nothing to do with me. And so they were completely disconnected. And so I'm kind of curious how those people could use this either to find their path or how it helps them when they don't see the connection. And I'd like to talk about that when we come back. We're talking to Dan Millman of Way of the Peaceful Warrior and The Life You Were Born to Live, and now The Four Purposes of Life here on Life Changes with Filippo.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeitel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
We'll talk about real people coming together to share real life in real time. We've got the real Dan Millman with us here on Life Changes with Filippo. And if you want to see a Dan Millman in person, live in the flesh, you can be at the Conscious Life Expo this Sunday at the LAX Hilton here in Los Angeles at 4 p.m. He's doing a keynote address. Actually, I see different times. There's one that says 6 p.m., one that says 4 p.m., but you'll want to get there early anyways because there's lots to see and do. So, and you'll get the schedule, I'm sure, there exactly. But he's going to be there, and then he's also going to be there on Monday doing a special workshop at noon. That's February 10th and 11th of this year, 2013. Just to make sure, you can go to the ConsciousLifeExpo.com website. And of course, you'll also find it at the PeacefulWarrior.com website at events, where you'll also see where else he'll be appearing, like in April and July and all other kinds of other great places. So, Dan, before we went to commercial, we talked about how some people can't see themselves in what is written in the life you were born to live, and how can they be helped, or is exactly where they are exactly where they need to be?
Well, of course, I would say yes to your last comment, but I will tell a fun story, a true story. A friend of mine is a psychotherapist, a long-term psychotherapist on the East Coast, and he recommended to one of his clients get a tape from me when I was doing those audio tapes on his life path. And his friend got back to him after he heard his tape, and he said, "This tape is nonsense." And he didn't use the word nonsense, but not something I can describe on the air what he actually said. He said, this stuff is so inaccurate, it has nothing to do with me. I wasted my money, I was ripped off, and so on. And we just shrugged it off. My friend and I, his therapist said, well, some people just don't kind of see it. Well, as it happened, the man's name, I think I can use his first name, was Kenny. I remember this because it was pretty dramatic. He happened to find the tape. He didn't throw it out. It was a cassette tape at the time when I was doing these. And he found it in a drawer somewhere. And just for the heck of it, this was about a year after therapy, doing a lot of therapy for a year, insight work. He played the tape again. And he told this, my friend, the therapist, he said, and he had permission, by the way, to tell me this. He said, "I can't believe how accurate this is. It's like you switched tapes on me." Not everyone is ready to look deeper at their life. My experience over many years is that about 95 to 98% of people will at least relate strongly to a good deal of the information they read. But I even have in the book, if this information doesn't seem to fit and I give the reasons why it might not, I might describe something in the negative, because any energy, any path we're working can be in the positive or negative. So I give different reasons why it may not fit. But for most people, as you experience, and Dorothy and many others, it just kind of hits you over the head. So without focusing completely on this one of my books, I might mention, since this is Life Changes, your program, it just struck me, and I haven't really described this ever before, believe it or not. It struck me that change, first of all, when things are going well for us, we don't want change. You know, we're not looking for change at all. We want things to keep going the way they are, despite the reminder by Gautama Buddha, who said, "Everything that begins also ends. Make peace with this, and all will be well." So life does have its changes, but some people don't want change. Many of us, though, want change in our lives. We'd like a better relationship or more money or better job and so on. So we're looking to change ourselves and change the world. We all know that people go through a phase where they want to change everything around them and the people around them, and eventually they realize it has to happen with themselves. And when that realization comes, there are three levels. And again, what I'm telling you is essentially kind of new material. Essentially, three levels of change, of personal change. The first we call self-improvement. And I noted this down, really, during your introduction. Self-improvement is a very conventional way of, how can I improve my skills, the way I relate to people? And we work on things like memory and studies and whatever we're up to, sports. Dancing, ability to dance, we're improving something about ourselves. And that keeps us busy in a very constructive way. But then something happens where we begin to look at something deeper than just doing skills better or succeeding more. We look at a different kind of success. We call it personal or spiritual growth. Mm. We begin to understand ourselves. It involves insight. And a book like The Life You Were Born to Live contributes toward that insight. So we begin to look at ourselves and how we can grow. And one of my books deals with numerous ways. And then finally, the third level of change is we look for the transcendent. And this is truly the spiritual path. It has nothing to do with improving ourselves conventionally or just growing. It's about transcending. And that steps into a different level. It's like you're going on a faster escalator. It can happen in response to difficulties in life, adversity, but we start to look, what is really going on here? There's got to be something more to life. And so I like to meet people on all those levels in my seminars. By the way, I am speaking 6 to 7:30 this Sunday at the Conscious Life Expo and Sunday at noon. So I will address everything from ground floor up to the higher levels. Whatever people want to get into, we will do so. So, you know, that's why I recommend it's good to have our head in the clouds, but our feet on the ground.
I like that. You know, I was writing this down too, because I was going to ask you a question about it. And I had self-improvement, then spiritual growth. And what was the third one?
Transcendence.
Wow. Okay. We're going to cut to a quick commercial. And when we come back, I want to talk more about that, if that's okay. And also, I want to let people know that you're going to be on a cruise in August. So if people want to learn about that, danmilman.com. What a great and fun way to learn and to have you there on the cruise with them for all that time. Nice. Okay. This is Life Changes with Filippo, and we're here with Dan Milman. And we'll be back with him right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, this is a pleasure talking to Dan Millman of so many books, actually. So many books that have been not only read by millions and millions of people, but have been translated in like 16 languages. And his writings and trainings blend spiritual laws, perennial wisdom, and mind-body disciplines into an approach to life he calls the Way of the Peaceful Warrior. Dan, just before the break, you were sharing some exciting things about that you're actually just working on right now, that you're bringing out right now, and it's new stuff. And you talked about the different levels of what is it? The different levels of what?
Well, the different levels of change.
From
self improvement through personal growth through absolute transcendence.
Okay, so
different arenas.
Yeah, and so the question that came to me is, where in that self-improvement, spiritual growth, probably not in the transcendence, but where is it that you go through the phase where you want to teach everybody that the way they're doing it is wrong?
Well, it's natural to be enthusiastic about any new discoveries we make, whether it's a hobby or something we read in the newspaper, or at upper levels, something that helps change our life, as you do. You share with so many people. It's a wonderful service, things that made a difference for you. And so that, I don't know if it's any one of those phases. I think it's just at any level, we love to share. Not everybody does that, by the way. You know, when I was a young man, I was very much into self-improvement. But then at some point, I realized no matter how much I improved myself, only one person benefited. So that's when I decided I'd like to share with other people. That made my life more meaningful and exciting. So after that, everything I learned, it wasn't just for me. It was something I could share, a new way to exert the right leverage in life to make a positive difference for other people. And that sounds a bit cliched, to make a difference, and yet not everyone is called to do that. Some people, their natural inclination is, what can make my life better? I want to focus on that, which is fine. We're at different places. For me and for other people who become teachers, we want to share it with others. And because of my commitment to share with other people, I believe kind of life gave me some rather unusual mentors to help me to help others. And so I've been continuing to do that ever since.
Well, you know, obviously you are a great mentor to a great many people throughout the world. Those of you who have come into contact with you, you have mentored them just by your way of being. And not everybody that has and gets so much attention like you do can hold it all together. So obviously what you've learned, you've incorporated a lot of it. And what you teach, you seem to actually walk it. We have a mutual friend, Mark Skelton, actually, and we all ran into each other with you at the Conscious Life Expo a few years back. And I remember seeing you with this great group of people while you were just walking through the forum. And you were so nice to everybody, and people were walking away saying, wow, he's so nice. I didn't expect him to be so nice. And in the email connection that we've had, your back and forth has been so nice. And how does one stay that way with all of the bombardment of life in general, but life as somebody who's out there in the public eye so much?
Well, I do believe that nice counts. It's important. It's not a small thing in life. In fact, there's a true story about Houston Smith, who is he's an elder man now. He's in his later years. His friend Aldous Huxley, who wrote Brave New World, you've probably heard of him.
Yeah.
Well, when Aldous was in hospice care, he was near the end of his life. Some years ago this took place, his friend Houston said, Aldous, I know among Westerners, very few men who've ever lived have traveled the world the way you have and studied the heart of different spiritual practices and traditions, not just reading about them, but doing them. And he said, you must have gained an immense amount of wisdom all these years. He said, is there any way toward the end of your life that you can summarize all of it? And Professor Huxley looked at him and said, I'm a little embarrassed to say I can probably share it in about 6 words.
Mm.
He said, try to be a little kinder.
Mm.
And that has always meant something to me, because with all the complicated terms and people who can talk about the chakras and all the metaphysical ideas and the mindfulness and all the popular buzzwords today, it still comes down to, hey, how's your relationships doing, your personal and professional ones? How do you treat people day to day? We all have our bad moments, of course, but before I began to teach, I already had done enough processing where I had seen myself realistically, and it's humbling. And I don't put on any airs, so I don't buy my press clippings. You know, there are guru types out there who like to attract devotees or entourages, and they can become corrupted by the adulation and the adoration of their devotees. And I'm transparent in that way. You know, what you see is what you get. My wife definitely keeps me humble. and my kids, who are grown now. So I don't think it's a matter of puffing oneself up. But yes, I do my very best to practice what I talk about, or I would have no authority to talk about it.
More power to you. And actually, it reminds me of your book, No Ordinary Moments. In every moment, you have the opportunity, not only your teachings are, is to see more in the moment, but to allow others to have that moment too. I don't know exactly how to say what I'm trying to say, but I know you know exactly what I mean.
Sure. Sure. It's just about, all I can do is offer reminders and perspectives about what people already know at deeper levels, but we tend to forget.
Okay. And so can you offer something to our listeners right now that of how they can tap into, just so they have something concrete that they can walk away from with, in this ordinary moment, how can this be different for them, insightful, powerful?
Yeah, it's hard even to articulate such a thing, but I would say it's important. We second guess ourselves so much, Filippo, that I think it's important for us to trust the process of our life unfolding, to know that wherever we step, the path is going to appear. And one way to put that is to read to you a very short epigraph from my book, The Journeys of Socrates, which is the life story of an old mentor. And after many years of hardship and many lessons, he had this to say. He said, when I was young, I believed that life might unfold in an orderly way according to my hopes and expectations. But now I understand that the way winds like a river, always changing, ever onward, following God's gravity toward the great sea of being. My journeys revealed that the way itself creates the warrior. and that every path ultimately leads to peace and every choice to wisdom, and that life has always been and will always be arising in mystery.
You know, gosh, I had something in mind that I was going to say, and now it sounds so silly, but I think you actually might appreciate it after you said that such profound statement. I'm going to put it down into walking terms, literally. I actually went into a shoe store to buy a pair of shoes a couple months ago. And I found the shoes that I wanted, and I wear a size 9. And I got so excited because not only were they exactly what I wanted, and they looked great, they were on sale. So I asked for my size 9, and they didn't have them, but they came out with an 8.5. And I said, I don't wear an 8.5, I want a 9. And they said, sorry, we don't have it. So I ended up getting another pair of shoes that was a 9 that I didn't like, but at least they were a 9. And I was on my way home, and I called my friend Dorothy, and I was telling her, it's like, but those were the shoes I wanted. And she said, did you try the 8.5s? And I said, no. She said, why don't you try them? And I thought, what a silly idea. And I went back to the store. I tried the 8.5s. They fit me perfectly. And I thought, interesting. And what I wanted the lesson. And I thought, okay, this could be the lesson, that sometimes what we want is in disguise to what we need.
Exactly. Just like you found so much meaning in words that someone else might just see as surface words from Willy Wonka. That idea of there are no ordinary moments. Every moment is a teaching opportunity, a teachable moment. And yeah, that's the whole point. It's, you know, there's that old saying that many people misunderstand, that when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And
yes,
we've all heard that. We think when we're somehow deserving or prepared enough, some teacher like Socrates will appear to lead us or kick us up the path. But actually, what that statement means is when the student is paying attention, the teacher appears everywhere.
Mm.
Even when you're buying shoes.
You know what, actually, maybe I'll wear those shoes when I come see you on Sunday at the Conscious Life Expo.
That would be great. I'd love to see them and you.
We'll take a picture of them together. And again, you started to talk before the break about what you will be talking about at the Conscious Life Expo, and I thought maybe you would say a little bit more about that so that people can know exactly what they're coming to hear.
Sure, I'd be happy to. My talk on Sunday evening, 6 to 7:30, will be something new, actually. After 30 years, I'm giving myself the space to do what I do best, which is to, just like we're doing on this program, is to bring up issues in the moment. Rather than a pre-prepared bulleted list or PowerPoint type of thing, which I've never done anyway, rather than that, I want to respond to the needs of whoever shows up.
Mm.
So I just kind of go with the flow intuitively, but also in response to questions and comments that we can cover an immense amount of material. That way, nothing I ever do is repeat of something I've done before. So nothing is canned. So the Peaceful Warrior Experience will be just that, the Peaceful Warrior Experience. I'll say a few basic things, then we'll get into whatever people want to get into. My workshop on Monday, it's a 2.5-hour workshop, will address a very specific topic, but have a lot of breadth. It'll how to harness universal or spiritual laws in our everyday life.
Wow. Well, I'm looking forward to that. And maybe we have just a couple minutes left, and I'm just wondering if we can actually have a taste of that with something that's been burning inside my mind, and maybe you could elaborate just a little bit here. I am a 34/7. A 3 is expression, 4 is stability, and 7 is trust, according to Dan Millman's book, The Life You Were Born to Live. And the thing that struck me the most is that the 34/7 is here to build a kind of bridge between heaven and earth in creative ways. And I have to tell you that strikes me emotionally. I get emotional with that statement. Of everything, of all the pages on this 34/7, that line alone strikes me emotionally. I thought, could you shed some light on that for me?
I'd be happy to. This is more personal to you because, of course, other people, some may relate to it if they have the 3 or the 4 or the 7 in their own birth number. But I can say in your case, the 4 is about building foundations, solid, grounded foundations in your life, whereas the 7 is more about looking and exploring the breadths of life and insight into the deeper levels of life. So you've got to pull towards spirit, a pull toward the ground level. So that, no wonder you got a kick out of that saying about having our head in the clouds and feet on the ground. It's all about you and the 4-7 life path. Often I recommend like a practical thing. Someone working 3-4-7 could open a spiritual bookstore because it's practical business, books, a good positive business, selling books. But it also, if it's a spiritual bookstore, it helps change people's lives. That's a wonderful combination. And that 3 about expression, well, look what you're doing now. You're doing just that. It's like having a spiritual bookstore, your practical thing, radio show host. But look at the themes you talk about. So you are doing an immense amount that's a positive expression of your life path. The 3 is all about self-expression, and the 4 is about solid foundations, being practical, realistic, patient, process. And the 7 is about insight into life. So in your case, if I were doing a reading for you, I could say you seem to be pretty much on track in terms of your life path and your career and calling.
Well, thank you, Dan. How special is that to have you give me a personal reading like that? And in my humble opinion, you're on path too.
Well, so, in a sense, we're all on path, you know?
Well, this has been incredible. And unless you have some further words for us before we close here, I just want to say thank you so much for being you and for being with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and I wish you and your listeners good journeys.
I'll see you on Saturday or Sunday or Monday or Sunday or Sunday or Monday at the Conscious Life Expo.
Terrific. You take
care. Ciao, Dan. We'll be back with our producer's wrap and Mark LeJour right after this.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org or telephone 323-592-3181. Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
Okay, and we're back after enlightening, inspiring, transformational, life-changing interview with Dan Millman. Mark. Say something, because I don't know what to say anymore.
What can you say after that? I mean, Dan's, you know, wisdom and insights and the calmness with which and certainty with which he relays, you know, the knowing is, well, that of a peaceful warrior.
Ha ha! Yes, indeed. What a interesting dichotomy there. Peaceful and warrior. I guess it's not that new when you look at some of the, you know, karate stuff and all that, some of those martial arts wherein anybody who has trained in those know that you train to not use them or something like that, right?
A lot of the martial arts are that you train to defend, but it's less the combative side as it is the mastering of one's mind, and so that's where I think the parallels are.
Yeah.
This idea of peaceful, the peaceful warrior, right? The journey is not so peaceful. Anybody that has adopted this path knows it's not such a peaceful journey. Looking into yourself, exploring your mistakes or your shortcomings or your insecurities, and that's not necessarily so peaceful. So that it feels a little more warrior-like. And so you hear, spiritual warrior, a lot of these phrases are used, and I think they're kind of spot on, because it's really a bit of a battle with your ego. It's your higher self and your knowing that's in this dance to master and control the urges that arise from a lifetime of programming or lifetimes of programming that you are working to overcome and obtain mastery of, and most importantly, stillness and peace within.
Yeah, kind of like when I was telling Dan, where is it in what you're talking about that there's the phase where you want to tell people they're doing it wrong. And I thought you said it very elegantly. It's like, it's great to be excited about what you're what you're learning. And then you learn something else and you realize that either what you learned before was wrong, or it's not right for everybody, or there's a time and a place, but it's not right for you now, and you eat crow.
Well, I think what you find out is that there really is no wrong. You realize that there wasn't a wrong, and that they're not doing it wrong. What you do, what we have done, what I have done, is learned what works. So what is right, but that right is really specific to me. I don't know of anybody else on this planet that has exactly the same circumstances, background, skills, parents, location of birth, challenges, insecurities, strengths, etc., as me.
Right.
So therefore, how can I say that anything that anybody is doing is right or wrong? But when you go through that, yeah, you want to share, boy, this works. And then, your ego, step into ego again, right? This is right or this is wrong. You want to project that learning onto somebody else rather than maybe advising it. And they can see if it's right or not, but it's not necessarily wrong.
Yeah. And actually that reminds me of when I was asking Dan, how is it that, some people read the book or read the path that the book describes for them and their numbers, and they say, oh, that's not me at all. And then, he told the story of a year later, after someone hearing about their path, they thought it was their path, when a year before they did not. And of course, he says, we're always on path and it is what it is, but it's on path to maybe discovering this. And this is on path to discovering something else, I guess.
Everything is on path to somewhere else. That is true.
constant
and never-ending expansion. Isn't that what the universe is really about or involved in?
And that word, change.
Which is the only constant. We're on a path to somewhere with this.
Brother, can you spare some change? Hey, there's something there. We'll need to talk about that, because that's pretty clever, I think.
Yes, it is indeed.
And how cool, oh gosh, I wish we would have asked about your numbers, or I don't know if there are any particular phrases in your passages or whatever that describe your numbers that you might have had questions on. How cool that he's saying, like, what we're doing is exactly what the book says about me, at least.
Well, yeah, anybody that knows you knows that passage alone, I mean, you probably didn't have to read beyond that. There are certainly parallels and insights there have been for me, my numbers and my sons and my ex-wife and families and, you know, the rest of my family. And when you really look into all of these relationships and how we relate, how we related, how we should relate or could relate. And if you, you know, it's easy to embrace the positives, but when you look, read deep and feel deep into the challenges, the life path issues, you start to see a really beautiful dance of how we are mirroring each other and how we're bringing up exactly what the other could possibly, would possibly need to explore in order to overcome, to surface and overcome those life path obstacles or learnings, and to take, you know, bigger, broader steps down that path.
Yeah, you know, Mark, I just had while you were saying that, an analogy came to mind, and you're always good to bounce things like this off of. I'm thinking, like, say for example, you speak many languages, and you meet somebody on a train, and you don't know them, you've never met them before. This has happened to me a lot of times. And you try and figure out, like, what language is the closest language we can communicate in. And sometimes you find the exact language, and you can do that. And sometimes you kind of get close. It's like, well, French, let's try Spanish, because I don't know French, kind of thing. And so I'm thinking, like, in the life you were born to live, if you kind of know how somebody functions through their world, if you can speak in that language, you certainly can connect on the higher level.
Well, yeah, I understand what you're saying. Although in that example, I typically go right into Mesopotamian. and that often works. But yes, there is definitely the ability. It's to achieve resonance. This is with any insight, you know, it can come from this type of numerology. It can come from other aspects of learning people's personalities. And it really just has to do with the simple idea of paying attention. If you pay attention to what, where people are at energetically, when they're talking, when they're being, when, who they are, much less having this greater insight into, you know, what their life path may or may not be. And we are endless potential. So none of this is set in stone, right? It's all a guide, you know, guidepost for us to really gain insight from. But certainly, playing with and taking advantage of some of those insights and meeting people where they are and doing what you can to see from their perspective. Because that's the biggest thing, is we're looking, two people can look at one situation from completely opposite perspectives based on all these other, you know, subsets of personality information and programming. And I think that's what you're talking about, right?
I knew that's what I was talking about. I knew you'd know. And as good as you are doing this, you said pay attention, and you brought us right back to the beginning of the show, where the very first quote that I mentioned from the movie Peaceful Warrior is, "There is never nothing going on." And the movie accentuates the pay attention in different words. So, wow, I would say this has been very special. And I'm grateful for this moment. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Dorothy. Thank you, Dan Millman. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, the whole Life Changes team, for making this possible. And for all of you have been with us, encouraging us to actually, I had a lady on a plane say, "You should interview Dan Millman." I'm like, okay, that's the last time we need to hear that. And, that just happened recently, and here we are. So, and I didn't even know this lady. So people are, the audience is listening, and the audience is ready for this kind of information. And, I am Filippo Voltaggio reminding you, as your life changes, we're there for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, Ionways Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.
change the world.